I guess today when you were coming in here, did you notice a line of people coming in buying tickets for tomorrow night?
No, because I came in the back, so I didn't. But I saw Weitzel tweeted something about it, and they. It's cool, you know, people are coming and buying tickets, and hopefully they have a good crowd there.
What have these last few hours, I guess, been like for you since finding out about that announcement?
It's been exciting. You know, a lot of people, family, friends, contact, and you know, just saying congrats. And it's a fun period, and now I get to work and. Get to work on the Flyers and get this win.
The way you guys have been playing the last couple weeks of the season, especially, how exciting is it to stay on the court with these guys and continue to build something that's been building?
Yeah, really exciting to be able to continue to play with these guys and fight with them and compete for, you know, a championship. But you know, it's one step at a time. But we're excited and I think we're all motivated and happy to be have this opportunity.
Senior day, you let one slip away. You guys let one slip away to Northwestern. Is it nice to get back on Carver and another opportunity to maybe leave on the right note?
Absolutely. I'd love to go out the win. That's what we're going to try to do. I found today, you know, if we won an LSU one, we could be back here for another one. So it's crazy how it all works out, but we're going to try to get the first one. And I'm just, you know, happy for the opportunity to play again in front of the fans again and play on this court again. It's a pretty crazy opportunity, and we're going to try to make the most of it.
What do you guys know about Dayton at this point?
What we know about them? A solid team. You know, they've, you know, been in the postseason, you know, it seems like about every year. You know, you hear about them. You know, they have really good guard play. I just talked a little bit with Coach about them, and you know, they'll be a tough test for us. You know, especially, you know, they're a two seed, so you know they're a good team and 20 wins, so that'll be a tough game.
After Michigan State, did you think your career was over, and what was your reaction when you saw the name pop up Iowa and the NIT?
You know, I was uncertain. I didn't know it could have been over. It was kind of a weird feeling. You're uncertain if it was done or if you're going to play in this or something else. But, you know, I'm really excited. This is what we wanted to, after we knew we weren't having a chance to NCAA, we obviously wanted to be in this one, and it's great. You know, we saw that name pop up. It was, I was pretty surprised that it came up that fast because we saw Northwestern pop up there, and we figured we wouldn't be, you know, close to a Big Ten team, but it did, and it was pretty pretty shocking to be that soon into the show, and it was fun. You know, we celebrated, and you know, it's kind of a memory you always have.
Was that a relief just seeing it come up right away as opposed to having to maybe sweat it out at the very end?
Yeah, probably, because you go into it thinking, you know, what if we sit through the whole thing and it doesn't come up, but then to have it come up that quick was pretty cool, and all the freshmen walked in, and we were over at one of the manager's apartments, and it was pretty cool to celebrate them.
Do you worry about the team being just satisfied with this, and how do you get you move on from the thrill of getting in?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you know, that we're all motivated and really happy to be in it. I don't think they're going to be, you know, just happy with just getting into the field of 32. I think they really want to compete and continue to fight and play together. You know, it's a group that enjoys playing together and enjoys competing with one another. So I think we're going to really fight and try to keep winning.
What does it mean to you that you're going to be able to add a banner up there, an NIT banner, to the rafters here? Tonight?
Yeah, you know, that meant a lot to me. When I was uncertain about what was going to happen, I really wanted for NIT to happen so we would get a chance to put that banner up there. Come back to this arena in the future, you know, I want to be able to, you know, look up there and see something that, you know, we as a group were able to do in our 4 years here. So it's pretty cool. And that was something I realized once we were in it and going up to, leading up to it. And I'm really happy we have the opportunity now to do that.